Good morning. Today's reading comes from the book of Hebrews 4, verses 12 through 16. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him whom we must give account. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to the faith that we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. May the Lord bless the reading of the word.
Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Your word, O God, is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. May your work be for us today life and action, beacon and gavel. In the name of the living word we pray. Amen. Well, folks, it's been a rough month or so for Glenshaw Valley, hasn't it? And I'm sure that Pastor Rebecca's announcement was at least as much a shock to you all as it was for me. I remember feeling really excited for her and then thinking about all of you and what your reactions might be. Sadness? Uncertainty? Maybe just the little tiniest twinge of anger? Because let's face it, the pastoral search process, it's lengthy and frustrating. And questions about what this means for the church and all of these unknowns get a little scary. And as I was sympathizing with all of you for what this meant for Glenshaw Valley, I suddenly remembered that this also disrupted some of my plans. I needed to find something else for my field education. And thankfully, Rebecca and Brian were a step ahead of me, and they laid out several options. But I was not given a whole lot of time to decide. And if I'm being honest, all of the options were extremely anxiety-producing. Change does that, though. We're creatures of habit. And when a wrench is thrown in our plans, our heads spin, we lose our bearings. But I have found comfort and even encouragement in the scripture passage for today. So just for a little tiny bit of background, we aren't really sure who the author of Hebrews is, and we're really even not sure who we assume he was writing to. But we do know that the author expects the audience to have some intimate knowledge of the Old Testament. We also know that the letter is speaking to people who are experiencing change, uncertainty, and oppression, persecution. They're going through so much persecution that they're wondering if following Jesus is even really worth it. They're thinking of closing up the church. What the author is trying to tell the listeners, though, is that the greatest threat to their well-being isn't the non-Christian neighbors. It's not the loss of their status or their income or even the risks to their physical safety. No, the greatest hazard that they or any of us face is that we will stop responding to God's call and moving towards God's promise. First and foremost, the Word of God is alive and active. God's living voice reaches out to us today, penetrating through the innermost parts of our being, our body, mind, soul, spirit. Nothing is left unseen or untouched by the Word of God. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. That means that God sees every part of us. That two-edged sword cuts both ways. We can't hide our sadness or our uncertainty or our anger. We can't just go through the motions of everyday life and pretend that God's judgment doesn't exist. We are still accountable to God. I fully recognize that that does not exactly sound comforting or encouraging, but just stay with me for a little bit longer, because verses 14 through 16 are impressive. They tell us that there is no longer a need to fear. We have a powerful high priest, Jesus Christ, who invites us to draw near God's throne with confidence and the assurance of receiving the help we need to weather whatever storm threatens us. You see, Jesus' death and ascension acted as a mediation between God and human beings. It was the single most effective sacrifice, where the sins that separated people from God's presence was fixed. Jesus opened the way into the eternal holy place for all who believed in him. We can hold fast to our faith and stand firm in our witness to Jesus through our speech, actions, and associations. So what's the big deal about this high priest? So in the Old Testament, the high priest was the one that could go into the Holy of Holies and make atoning sacrifices. And what makes our high priest, Jesus, special is that he was fully human and tested by the full range of human temptation, hostility, pain, humiliation. Except he didn't sin, something even the most pious of us cannot claim. The experience provides Jesus and God with a deep personal understanding of what it's like for us to struggle, to persevere, to hold fast in the face of trials and temptations. And that struggle, that is exactly where Christ meets us. In the spaces where we feel weakness, uncertainty, pain, he endures all of that with us, not just for us. It is through this high priest who so intimately knows our trials that we may receive mercy and grace in our times of need. We are given the assurance through Christ that when we persevere in grateful obedience, God will provide us with all the sustaining help that we need. We have access right here, right now, to our living and present God, who can indeed empower us to continue to hold fast amidst the uncertainty and fear. We have access to a source of divine life and grace that enables us to live authentically. God knows that life is hard and just how tough things can be sometimes. I mean, God's been there. Jesus also knows how hard it is to follow God and to follow Jesus. Our God asks a lot of us because we've been given a lot. Even still, the generosity keeps flowing. If we ask Jesus to help, He will. The author is inviting us into a relationship with God because of God's saving work through Christ. You and I, we're all being called to hold fast to God's transforming love through Christ, which brings good out of evil and hope out of despair. All of that being said, I am excited, but also a little bit nervous to be accompanying you on this walk. I want to make sure that I am being a faithful leader and being faithful to God. But I also know that holding fast to God's promises, following where the Holy Spirit is leading us, listening to what Jesus is saying to us, we will never be alone in this journey. We all can be confident that the living and active God is by our side, providing us with all of the encouragement that we need to be faithful people of God. Thanks be to God.